Joining us now is our political observer, Alan Shartok. Near record-breaking frigid temperatures are hitting the region this morning, and they follow winter storm Neptune, which brought another foot of snow to an already buried eastern Massachusetts. Public transportation is still hampered. The National Weather Service is warning of dangerous wind chill values across upstate New York today. What does all of this severe winter weather mean for our region?
Well, to me, it means, Jessica, that we have to take care of each other. There are old people who are in houses who are alone. People who know them and know that they're there should be looking in on them if they can. This is a time for mutual dependence. When you look at these numbers, there are a lot of people who are considering going to Florida and maybe even retiring early, because this is intolerable to so many people. It's going to cost a lot of money. The heating bills, we're lucky because the price of oil is going down. But nevertheless, this is going to be a strain on everybody's budget. It's all terrible. And it is part of what we get from living in the Northeast. You know intellectually that we're going to have to take cover every once in a while, and that is exactly what is happening now. But again, because we're all in the WAMC crowd, and we all appreciate the fact that things can be terrible, this is a time to look out for your neighbors.
Now, across the pond there, the Danish media has identified the shooter in yesterday's terrorist attack in Copenhagen as a 22-year-old with a violent gang-related past. Now, in the wake of that, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling for the immigration of European Jews to Israel. What do you make of this?
Benjamin Netanyahu is doing what has always happened in the state of Israel, which is that the idea that the one collective place where Jews can be safe is in Israel. But we know that living in Israel brings with it other issues. Do we, in fact, give in to the idea that our society and societies can be multicultural? Do we say, okay, we don't accept that anymore, that we can't look out for people, that if there's anti-Semitism in France, we can't deal with it, if there's anti-Semitism in the United States, that we can't deal with it? This is a matter of philosophy, the philosophy of many Israelis and of Benjamin Netanyahu. Quite understandable is, if you want to be safe, you come here and you give in to the idea that you're not safe in other countries. That is, of course, to me, wrongheaded, but there will be those who disagree.
The New York Post is reporting that Brian Williams' future as the lead anchor on NBC's Nightly News hangs on a morality clause. What exactly do you make of that, and what does that mean to journalism as a whole?
Jessica, I think that Brian Williams is done. There may be a morality clause which gives the network the right to fire him. But in fact, as each of these things that come up that turn out to be not true or to be enhanced, that takes away from Brian Williams' credibility, and therefore I think he's done. I think he's done as the anchor. So whether or not he has to be paid is something that NBC will have to work out with him.
Thank you for joining us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Stay warm, Alan.
You too, Jess.